Recording in progress.
Do I press got it? It says, oh, yeah, okay.
We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump on to Zoom. There's any questions there, so Mitchell, if you want to get some. And Martin, first time this season, you guys have conceded three. What went wrong?
I think they were really preventable goals. And we, you know, as the game went, we looked tired. And it was tough. It was a tough game today. We played four games in 12 days, and 90% of the lineups played every game. So it's maybe one game too many for them.
And offensively, finally a goal, but also a big performance from Max Ferrari. He looked like he was very far forward on that right-hand side. What was the thinking behind that goal for him?
Yeah, I mean, we just want to get him in the best areas for him, and he's successful when he's high and wide and gets him behind and has a chance to run at players. I thought he did a good job today. He got in some great areas, put in some good balls. I think we had a chance even first 2 minutes. Osazi went with laces. I think he could have bent it in the far corner, but it's one of those quick actions where you make a decision. But Max was good today. He got into some good areas, and he's one of the more dangerous wingers in this league.
Coach, any status of Nico? You saw him and trying to...
Yeah, he's got a bad bruise on his quad, so he couldn't kick a ball really. So it kind of hurt us in a lot of ways, because not having a sub for him was tough, so we had to play through it. He did a good job, but it just hurts as you can't play back to the keeper. To take something away from you, it allows them to maybe press a bit harder, because... there's one less option. So he battled through for the team, and unfortunately still gave away three goals.
Are you going to keep Hernandez and Ferrari together? I saw you move him on the left side. Any reason why?
Who, I moved on the left side? Hernandez or Max?
So you were playing Hernandez.
Yeah.
And Max.
Right.
And then later you move them on the left side.
Not that I recall. Max stayed in the right wing the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Max played in the right the whole game, and Mateo played central mid the whole game.
Do you think there's any chances you might bring De Rosario at number 9, maybe to help you out a little bit?
I don't have,
loss.
Yeah, I don't have the ability to right now. I just don't have enough players, so it is what it is. I have 11 fit field players, so it's hard to do too much. Guys would just have to keep playing over and over again. And, I had a player come in today off the bench that I met this morning. So, it's tough, right? Because you can't change a game, and it's hard to give guys a reprieve because you just don't have the bodies. So it's, I'm happy with the effort the guys put forward. But I'd say four games in 12 days with travel. It's a bus trip and a trip out West Coast. I think it might have been one game too many, and I'm just fortunate, touch wood, that everyone got through the game. So we got 5 days here four days till our next game. So we gotta try and freshen them up somehow and get them ready for Friday.
Yeah, babe.
Martin, any positive from today's game? You talked about the efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we created some good chances and got some good areas, which is positive. You know, it was nice to get back on the score sheet in the league. And the reaction once we gave the goal away to score so quick, and which was really good. I just think, I think we're just not fresh enough to... Chris Noel wasn't getting forward as much as he normally does. And, and Edu coming in hasn't played a lot and playing against... fastest winger in the league, it was tough, and I thought he did a decent job, but it's always tough. So, you know, it'll be some growing pains for him going forward. But, I thought it was a tough game today. I thought, you know, getting to halftime 0-0 was, you know, we'd like to have scored in the first half, but we knew they were going to come at us second half. We knew they were going to press us a bit more, not having having an injured keeper. So it made things difficult for us. But, you know, we battled through and just didn't have enough today.
Besides, you also scored. It's been a long time that Gould's tried out.
Mm-hmm.
How is it going to do to his confidence?
Yeah, hopefully it gives him a little bit of lift, get another goal. It's been a little bit, but he's had chances, but it's nice for him finally to put one away, and hopefully he can get in a roll again.
I don't know how much you're looking forward to the opening of the transfer window,
but
is there a fear that you might fall behind, you know, the pegging, that when you get all players fit available, you might not be able to catch up with them and the playoff also go out of the window?
You know, I don't know. I think we've still got a fair ways till, you know, it seems to be out of sight, but you know, we got a good mentality in the group, as I keep saying. But you know, if you don't start picking up results, it gets tough. So we're looking forward to the transfer window, because we'll have at least two more players in that we already know of, that we already announced, and we'll likely have Raj back too by then. So there'll be three more players introduced. Cedric's suspension will be over that same week, so you're getting four players back. So there'll be a bit more we can do, and we can hopefully get everyone in their natural positions and comfortable again, and hopefully we can kick on from there.
Any other questions for Coach Giancarlo?
You touched on America, Roger back, but is there an update on Roger Thompson, the transfer, like when they can actually start training more?
Rog should be training this week. He's been on the field doing the ball work and passing, not joined in training yet. So he's close. Mike, he's still a ways away, unfortunately. And Ollie is progressing, but slowly. Is there anyone else?
Sebastian.
Is there everyone else? Sebastian is going to be a bit of time. So we don't know. He's still quite a ways away. So he's another one.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
You were saying that you had just met one of the players on the bench just this morning. That might have been that young 16-year-old goalie, or was it somebody else?
Oh, it was two of them then, yeah. Oh, I met him this morning, yeah.
And then the week before, you were saying, well, I just met that Aiden Hugo, that Pacific game that morning. But while the guys are here, they don't duck back and forth between game one. I follow them quite a bit, but they're training with the team, so is there about as much chance of them getting into a game as some of your other players coming back, or just before that transfer window and all these guys jump in, that some of these guys, they'll get more used to the team and they might make an appearance?
Yeah, it's possible. I think that's part of it. They just, because we haven't really trained since they've been in, because we're playing every 3 days,
yeah.
It's been tough. There's not been a lot of training sessions, so it's tough to really gauge what you're going to get out of them in a game if they really understand what the team's tactically, where we're at and what we're doing. So it's sometimes you don't want to put them in a bad spot by sticking them on a field and in a bad situation where they don't know, they don't quite know their role completely. So it's it'd be nice to be able to play some, but not sure if and when it's going to happen. But well, we'll see. They're doing well in training, to be fair to them.
Yeah, I mean, it would have made a great story of Cyrus Rawlings, who was credited for about 3 minutes for scoring the first ever York 9 goal, and then the commentator had to take it back.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, no, it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Gareth Wheeler always
yeah.
Put that on him.
Yeah.
But maybe he'd be with Swasami and he's come back with you. And you gave him a chance out there.
Yeah.
It's maybe they didn't all know where exactly to fit in.
Yeah, no, I know Cyrus from watching him play first year, and you know, he's got some pace and size, and we're looking to get in behind them late, and you know, so thought I'd give him a chance and see what he can do. And he did fine. Had a couple of opportunities to take guys on and did some good things. So it was a good opportunity for him.
Any other questions? Okay, guys, we'll wrap it there. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.